prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to a live episode of Superhuman Radio. I had to do this show today. I had actually something else slated earlier in the week, but I changed my mind after I watched Dr. Oz, who is a Oprah Winfrey protege, promoting on his show yesterday that people should go out and get the H1N1 vaccine. And I just couldn't believe it, because everyone is being co-opted in mainstream media today to push the pharmaceutical and medical orthodoxy agenda. No one is talking about the dangers of this vaccine. No one is talking about the fact that 75% of general practitioners surveyed said they wouldn't take it because it was rushed to market without enough testing. Yet, they want the American people to get on board with this vaccine. Now, we've done a couple shows about the vaccine, but today it's going to be a little bit different, because we're going to point out some of the conflicting agendas that should be red flags to everybody out there before they step forward with this decision. My guest today is Dr. Len Horowitz. He's a world-renowned author and speaker, and he is an opponent of this vaccine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Horowitz.
Well, thanks a lot. Great to join you.
Now, first of all, before we get started here, I want my audience to understand how important this is to you, the gravity of these issues are to you. You have recently filed charges with the FBI in New York City. Talk about that.
Well, it's so urgent that I've staked my life and probably my family's life on it. The reality is that we have a genocidal agenda that is a pharmaceutical cartel that's making money off of humanity's suffering, that we've exposed. We just are breaking a world story right now. It's on fluscam.com. You go to fluscam.com, and there, the last page on the menu, you'll see is an affidavit that I filed, a legal affidavit I intend to file in the state of Washington, and that we've just advanced to the Federal Bureau of Investigation through our network of collaborators, which urges and notifies the FBI that we're urging them to immediately investigate a cabal, a trust in New York City that is directed by David Rockefeller and some of the most powerful men on Wall Street, that are in bed with the pharmaceutical industrialists, that are not only creating the virus that we're currently, and created the virus that we're now calling H1N1 swine flu, but the vaccines that are being fast-tracked for public exposures, intoxications, ultimately, that are going to make a lot of people sick and make a lot of money for the perpetrators of this hoax. So it's not just a hoax that's kind of like, you know, you can just let go because it's not hurting anybody. This is a genocidal agenda that's operating internationally. It's a cartel that is breaking not only numerous federal statutes that require immediate attention, including the U.S. genocidal statute, but RICO, organized crime statutes, that we feel that the FBI, if they're really doing what they're supposed to be doing, they are compelled to investigate.
Now let's talk about something for a moment. I believe it's under the Patriot Act, and I could be wrong about this, but somewhere there is recent legislature passed that if the government were to indicate a pandemic emergency, that our rights under the Bill of Rights would be on hold, and they would be able to do whatever they want, take over properties, quarantine areas, and force people to take this vaccine. Is that correct?
That is the myth, and it is a myth that is going to cause people to do exactly what you're saying. The myth is that the Constitution of the United States, the amendments 1st and 5th, still are there. It secures life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, equal protection under the law, and it also requires the persons whose properties are stolen or taken, such as the immune system, when you inject flu vaccines or any vaccines into a human body, then you're subverting the immune system that God gave everybody. And so religious freedom comes into play here, which is First Amendment. And so you've got now human rights, First Amendment rights, which are completely incompatible with the executive orders that you're talking about and the statutes that have been passed by Congress that enable health officials to pronounce, declare epidemics, and then compel people to get vaccinated. In essence, you have a constitutional issue, and that's why I'm working with constitutional attorneys who agree that the best way at this point to get out of the vaccine program is to assert your religious exemption. In most states, it's very real that you have a religious exemption, which is the reason why Barack Obama announced a couple weeks ago that this is a voluntary program.
Right.
But yet they don't tell you that. The nurses that are calling in to our office are saying they're being compelled to take this in the hospitals. If they want to work there, they are mandated that they get this vaccine. And that is a violation of the Constitution of the United States, and it's being done under false and fraudulent perceptions and deceptive communications that are being issued by the mainstream media, mostly, who are in bed with the drug industrialists, as we've now certified proven documents included to the FBI that show how Rupert Murdoch, for example, and David Rockefeller and Reuters News Service and the New York Times and the Washington Post, Associated Press, NBC, the mainstream media, Fox News Network, how all of them are engaged in this cartel that is delivering this genocide worldwide.
Well, but you know, that's an easy one. The old saying, follow the money. Who are the biggest advertisers today? It used to be tobacco, but now it's the pharmaceutical company. So, you know, these big media venues don't want to give up those literally hundreds of millions of dollars a year that they get from pharmaceutical companies for hawking their drugs. So they have to carry the message. They have no choice.
Well, that's what's happening. And, you know, it's really completely despicable. And as a scientist and actually a media expert, one of my degrees is in behavioral science, media persuasion technologies. That's my Harvard degree in public health. You know, I have a lot of expertise in emerging viruses and diseases, and I work with geneticists and analysts who look at what this H1N1 swine flu concoction is, and it's obvious that it's a laboratory-sourced pandemic. And I say that, and here's the proof of it. Think about it. It's a recombinant of the 1918 Spanish flu, the avian flu from Asia, and the swine flu from Mexico. Now, if you study the epidemiology, the emergence of this virus, there's no way in hell that you could have had a body who had been exhumed from 1918 that delivered then to some bird in Asia or some swine in Mexico, his or her virus, that then recombined somehow between the birds and the bees and the swine, that then gave two children in Southern California living 100 miles apart that never met each other the same disease, that 2 days or 3 days later it was given to hundreds of Mexicans that never saw the children, and the children never saw them. You see, it is obviously a laboratory-sourced virus, and this is not new. It came out in the New England Journal of Medicine a couple weeks ago that the 1977 swine flu outbreak also sourced from a lab.
Yeah, I saw that. It's shocking. It's very, very shocking. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on Wall Street to start to point at some of these conflicts of interest. We're talking today with Dr. Len Horowitz. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no problem. Take you on the date. are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
Bill Nussel, Bernard Fat, it's Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget to enter to win $200 worth of free product from uswellnessmeats.com. Grass-fed beef and bison has the same omega-3 to omega-6 ratio as fish and 30% less calories than commercial beef. Go to superhumanradio.com and enter to win $200 worth of free product. My guest today is Dr. Len Horowitz, and we're talking about this recent push for people to get vaccinated here in the country. We're talking about the pharmaceutical agenda, what's really afoot here. You know, Dr. Horowitz, I was startled, and I can't say that I haven't seen this before, because around the time that the AIDS epidemic became very popular, there were a group of businessmen investing in what was known as viatical settlement policies. They were going to these poor AIDS victims, and they were saying, look, we'll cash your life insurance policies out now. 30 and 40 cents on the dollar. Go see our doctor. We want to make sure you really have AIDS and you're really going to die. And it was looked at almost as an angel fund because they were helping these people have money while they were alive. But what's going on right now is a bit more sinister because they're preying on people with chronic disease. This article appeared in the Wall Street Journal. It was written by Jenny Anderson. I'm sorry, the New York Times. I apologize. Wall Street pursues profits in bundles of life insurance. After the mortgage business implodes last year, Wall Street investment bankers began searching for another big idea to make money. They think they've found it. They're going to be cashing in on death. Now, isn't that a conflict of interest? Aren't these the same companies that also manage funds that contribute to companies that are looking for cures for diseases and so on and so forth?
Boy, I'll tell you, you've hit it right on the head. The most important thing is regarding two things, profitability and depopulation. Both is Rockefeller's agenda. And when you read the affidavit and the connection between David Rockefeller and the media moguls and the drug cartel, and you realize that David Rockefeller really established this trust or this, you know, cartel in New York City under the Partnership for the City of New York that is engaged in exactly what you're talking about, investing on Wall Street in death. And then you realize that the number one deadly weapon is the vaccinations. There's no question in my mind, as a public health expert, somebody who's analyzed this, written books and scientific articles on it already many times, the reality is when you inject people with foreign RNA and DNA from bacteria and viruses and fungus and yeast and chicken embryo, like we're seeing with the swine flu vaccine that's forthcoming, then monkey kidney tissues like we got with the polio vaccines that were said to have eliminated polio when that was a complete lie, even according to Sabin, who produced the vaccine. And then you have all of the fear that the media is creating, which is wielded by the Wall Street brokers that we've cited in our complaint and the affidavit. Then you see what you're talking about is evidenced hideously, and that everybody listening, you have got to be crazy to go get vaccinated by these people. And well, listening to this propaganda makes me nauseous.
Well, let's point one thing out right away. Dr. Merrill Nass, who is an expert in the anthrax vaccine, appeared on my show a couple weeks back, and we talked about whether it was responsible or irresponsible to tell people not to get the vaccine. And what the show produced, the bottom line was that it's a dangerous vaccine. It hasn't been tested enough. It's being rushed to market. The four companies that have been approved for the vaccine have been given total immunity if they start killing millions of people or damaging millions of lives. And so what's their vested interest in making sure it's safe? None. But more importantly, there's a little component in vaccines that's designed to amplify their effect. And one of the components they use is called squalene. And squalene has been implicated in causing all of the Gulf War syndrome issues from the anthrax vaccine that is received by military personnel. So I've heard, and you can tell me if this is true, that there's actually going to be 5 to 10 times more squalene in the H1N1 vaccine than there was in the anthrax vaccine. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, I've read similar articles, and there's been experts' opinions on that, that they're going to be hyper-concentrated, far more concentrated with squalene than even the Gulf War troops received in the anthrax vaccine. And I totally, completely agree with Dr. Nash. This is a hideous, very unsafe, not only vaccine, but it's obvious that the method by which we're advancing this vaccine, the rush to injection, has, under the statements you've made, which are accurate, there is a complete overriding disincentive to make vaccines safe. Everything indicates that these vaccines are unsafe and that science has nothing to do with this. There's, in fact, the testing procedures, think about it. They're only going to be able to test, they started testing a couple weeks ago. They're only going to be able to test at most about 6 weeks before they're administering the vaccines to most of the public that they've targeted. And hideous that they've targeted children, pregnant women first, along with first responders. These people, and then elderly, and these people are the most susceptible to damage from not just squalene, but the mercury and all the other foreign proteins from the injectables, foreign genetic materials in the vaccines. All of these are cancer risks and autoimmune disease triggers, which then it does exactly what you're talking about. It makes the population sick and, you know, really causes a lot of death.
Imagine, now just imagine for a moment. Think if you're, I'm not assuming that they're that sinister as I'm going to portray, but just let's stretch the imagination for a moment. Imagine if you're this Wall Street broker who's buying up and bundling life insurance policies on people, and you know that this vaccine is going to be administered and it could start ending lives. You're looking at it like a bumper crop is coming in.
Well, I am not going to endorse your kindness in this regard. I urge you and everyone listening to view and really critically examine the documents that we've advanced now in the affidavit on fluscam.com. And you will see that Larry Silverstein, who was the owner and is the owner of World Trade Center, who's at the heart of the 9/11 truth investigation, is partnered with David Rockefeller and this cartel, this trust that is advancing this vaccine and genocidal agenda. And my reason for saying I don't want to even think of what you're saying, because it appears to me that if you could kill 3,000 people in 8 seconds in New York City, in 6 to 8 weeks, you can kill millions, if not billions, of people worldwide.
Now, a lot of people are going to say, but what is the advantage? Why would they want to kill people? And what would you say to that?
Well, for a couple of things. First of all, David Rockefeller, who put together the cartel, also put together the Rockefeller Brothers-funded Population Council of the City of New York that is the principal and pioneering depopulation-promoting agenda and organization. So that's number one. You absolutely have clarity that the people that are engaged with the drug industry at this level, the highest level, have had for many years, decades, a depopulation agenda because, simply speaking, it's always been this way. Smaller populations are easier to control. And at this time in history where there's burgeoning populations, where people are waking up to the truth in mass, in fact, the American people have already voted for health care reform out of their own pocketbooks. They want alternative medicine. They want herbs and botanicals. They want to see chiropractors and massage therapists. They don't want to be poisoned anymore. So that's the real people who we need to care for in this country. Instead of that, what is it that we're advancing? We're advancing a Rockefeller petrochemical pharmaceutical agenda that is going to kill people because the Rockefellers et al. Have determined that we have too many mouths to feed, that we want to reduce populations in the most profitable manner, which is inducing through injection intoxication, things that cause chronic diseases, squalene, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, foreign genetic materials causing cancer.
Or better yet, what if people don't die, but they get sick and they are chronically ill for 20 or 30 years? Guess what? They have to see doctors. They have to go to hospitals. They have to take pharmaceuticals. So they become the host to a parasitic industry.
That's exactly
Imagine
right.
Millions of people get. I've heard that something like 2,300 girls who got the Gardasil vaccine have developed what is akin to fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome. These are young girls. They can't go to school anymore. They're telling parents to avoid giving their daughters the vaccine. And I want to say one other thing about the H1N1 virus. The people who have died from the H1N1 virus, they've already had compromised health issues. A lot of them were very elderly. They had heart disease, diabetes. They were fighting for their lives already. And the virus pushed them over the edge. The truth of the matter is the run-of-the-mill virus probably would have pushed them over the edge. And who knows how long people have been getting this similar viruses. No one was testing for H1N1 2 years ago when a 75- or 80-year-old man who already had compromised health passed away in an institution. So all of a sudden, they're purposely searching for every single life that ends that they could tag to this, even if it ended because the heart stopped for a different reason. That's my opinion, because all the people that are dying from that quote-unquote H1N1 have compromised health issues to begin with. They're not healthy. They're not robust. They're not strong.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with that, and I think that if you think about that, giving this vaccine or any vaccine to an HIV-AIDS patient, for example, which are highly recommended to take this flu vaccine forthcoming, not finished experimenting. In 6 weeks, they're going to release it. Most of the chronic diseases that you're talking about, autoimmune diseases, take months to develop, and the cancers take years to develop. So you are absolutely on target. Everything you're saying, even though for some people it may seem like foolish conspiracy nonsense, is absolutely true, not conspiracy theory. It is conspiracy reality.
Right, and a lot of people have a hard time believing that the government would be up to this sort of stuff, because we want to believe that people are good. But you know what? We know that not everybody is worthy of that. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something else. We're going to talk about a study that the government funded. And when you find out what the number one disruptive technology facing us right now, you're going to be shocked. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit Anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Len Horowitz. We're talking about, a conspiracy here. For those of you who don't like that word, it turns a lot of people off. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I just can't ignore the signs. And some of these things, I mean, I look at some of these things, I read these articles, and then I remember something I read a year ago, and I kind of connect the dots, and I go, wait a minute, something's not right. So let's talk about a year ago. In April of 2008, the government funded a study through the National Intelligence Council. It was called Disruptive Civil Technologies, Six Technologies with Potential Impact on U.S. Interests out to 2025. And the idea behind this whole thing was to identify technologies that could potentially affect the United States as a national power in one of four categories: geopolitical, military, economic, or social cohesion. And you know what the number one disruptive technology that was identified in this study was? Again, this is a government-funded study. Biogerontechnology, the science of making people live longer. Now, while in the study, they paint it like it's a positive, like people will be living longer and that's a good thing. When you read deeper into it, you start to see what the challenges become. The challenges to health care. The challenges to resources. Think about it. If people don't die when they're supposed to, they don't die on time, and we have people being born at a rate that we have being born now, just think about China. Think about overpopulated countries. So all of a sudden, those of us who are striving to squeeze another year out of life and be healthy about it, we're seen as, you know, staying at the party too long. Now, when you combine that with the fact that Wall Street's investing in life insurance policies, which means that the faster, think about this, if they give you $400,000 for your life, your $1 million life insurance policy, and you live for 5 years, and they give another guy $400,000 for his life insurance policy, and he lives for 2 weeks, which was a better investment. So the idea here is that when you think about the fact that the U.S. government wants to become our healthcare provider, why do they want to do that? They already buried Medicare, so they can't manage a healthcare system. But now they want to take on all of healthcare. Why? Because they want those premiums to help fill that $9 trillion hole. Well, when you take that into account with this study here and the other facts going on, you realize that it is not in the government's best interest, the pharmaceutical agenda, or the medical orthodoxy's best interest for us to stay healthy and live long. And you have to be dim-witted not to see it. What do you think about that, Dr. Horowitz?
I totally agree. You've got to be a complete dimwit today or completely out to lunch and brainwashed, mind-control slave of the media and the pharmaceutical cartel to accept absolute insanity. It's a mind-blower how many people they control. You know, I'm looking at right now, I'm in Southern California, I'm in Laguna Beach, California right now. Just got today in the mail from Laguna Beach Unified School District from the principal telling us that the PTA is going to be advancing the vaccination program with emergency responders. I mean, the amount of people that are engaged in this conspiracy to conduct genocide under the guise of public health and modern medicine is absolutely astonishing. It's like we're living in a nightmare.
But I don't believe all of those people are corrupt. I believe that they are being pressured and they have to make a decision and they're trying to think what is the most responsible decision. Now, based on bad information, they're making a bad decision.
Right. I agree. People are not inherently, either dishonest or evil. And certainly the healthcare professionals, who are very intelligent people, they have essentially been brainwashed. They're virtually operating with a license to kill, given the drug cult. This is the American drug culture. And that this is I can't, you know, I, as a reasonable, rational researcher in this field, looking at the science, looking at the composition, the ingredients in these vaccinations, looking at the financial agenda that you and I discussed, looking at all of the movers and shakers that are advancing the politics and pulling the political strings on the puppet politicians on Capitol Hill that they give us a chance to vote for, that they, in this thing called democracy, that's actually corporate fascism masquerading in disguise, ultimately terminating life of a vast number of people worldwide through intoxications. And beyond that, what are they doing to the planet in general? You know, I don't know if you saw, likewise, the articles that came out about 6 months ago, how all of our water supplies are polluted with pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who drinks tap water has to be crazy.
Exactly. So what have we done? What have we allowed them to do? And what has our conspiracy of silence cost us?
Right, because we're everybody just standing by. And you know what the reality is? The system is perfect. We're all so busy. No one has time to do yet one more thing between shuttling the kids to school and after school and working two jobs and keeping the house clean and caring for elderly loved ones. We don't have a minute to really sit and think about this and act. And they love that. They love the fact that the only time they mobilize us is during the times of during a political campaign to get us to vote. And after that, we're separated, disenfranchised, and sent back to our treadmills to stay busy. Listen to this. This is right out of this study, okay? Not only the extent of the average natural lifespan will be extended, but also to simultaneously postpone many, if not all, of the costly and disabling conditions that humans experience in later life. The disruptive potential comes in the form of new treatment modalities, shifts in the cost, and resulting allocations and the use of our healthcare resources. When I saw that, I thought, here we are again. It's all about healthcare. When they think about people living longer, they're thinking about the drain that they're going to be putting on the healthcare system. And then on top of that, they're worried about the availability of jobs, the availability of natural resources like food and water, how it's going to affect birth rates. I mean, when you look at this and you read through the lines, you think to yourself, you know something? Living longer is directly opposed to this agenda that we're stuck in right now. And so they're not going to let people live longer. They're not going to make the investments necessary to let people live longer or avoid disease when they're going to be the benefactors of our insurance premiums. I mean, I know I'm saying this over and over again, but I want people to think about this for a second. Now, you have to take control of your own health. You cannot trust your doctor. You must question your doctor. I'm not saying you have a bad doctor, but if he gives you advice, immediately start on a pill or do this or do that, that sounds like a television commercial. Everybody out there needs to start practicing to look in the mirror and say, I don't think you're right about this. And then get that in front of your doctor and say it. Doctors need to hear that. We can't just lockstep agree with everything our doctors tell us to do and take. That's the first step. Len, I told you about this article that just appeared in the BBC this morning. Drug firms inventing disease. Pharmaceutical firms inventing disease to sell more drugs. Researchers have warned. You realize that every other commercial is one for a pharmaceutical drug nowadays? It's sickening. It's sickening.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the invention of diseases, I've watched it. I'm old enough to know. I'm 57 years old, and I've witnessed over the last 30 years of being engaged in this kind of work to really see how the names of things change. For example, if you read the affidavit on fluscam.com, and I urge people to do that, you'll see that the World Health Organization's own documents show how they don't even refer to viruses anymore as viruses. They refer to viruses as mock-up files, as a whole assortment of other biosimilars. They call them biosimilars or mock-up files or data packages. I mean, come on. When you understand what these guys are up to, which is obfuscating basic fundamental truth, simple understandings such as, gee whiz, if you get injected with foreign RNA and DNA from all these various sources, including swine and avian sources and Spanish flu viruses that are mutating because they're so unstable because they're new laboratory creations, they haven't been around for millennia, what do you expect to happen to the vast majority of people? So we, the people, are just waking up to the fact that we're being taken out. We're literally being taken out. This is a gross depopulation agenda using pharmaceutical inoculations of and intoxications for genocide, making money off of humanity's suffering so Wall Street can survive and, you know, life can go on. Gee whiz, I don't know, man. I didn't sign up for this planet to be like it is. I don't know if you did.
No, it's all about profits, and that's the truth. And it, when you give these companies the opportunity, they will always put their profits above your health. We're going to take one last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll close the show with Dr. Horowitz. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
Get strong, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops, I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Make no mistake about it. The rate of illness in this country today has a lot to do with the quality of the food that we eat. We eat sick animals every single day. We process foods. If you read the labels of some of these food packages, it sounds like a chemistry experiment. No one is speaking out about that because that's part of the issue. The circle of death. We eat the bad food, we get sick, and then we have to use the medications for 30 or 40 years of our lives just to stay alive. That's why you can fax your congressperson here at this website to make sure that H.R. 2749 and S.510 don't become law, because if they become law, the quality of food will be turned over to large companies like Monsanto, and you can kiss your health goodbye with all the GMO and Frankenstein food that they're going to produce will make you sicker sooner so you can get on the medications faster. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad that says stop H.R. 2749 and S.510 today. You can send a fax to your congressperson right there from the website. You'll find your congressperson, their fax number, and we even have a beautiful letter already written. You just copy and paste it. You can modify it if you want, add what you want to it, and send the fax right from there. Take 60 seconds out of your day and ensure that 5 years from now, your children have the availability of a farmer's market in your area to go buy locally sourced foods, because if they pass these bills into law, you'll never see a farmer's market in your neighborhood ever again. Okay, Dr. Horowitz, what can people do? I mean, we're listening to this. We're all getting our ire up. We're thinking, my God, this is terrible. But the problem is, how do you mobilize people's opinions to have an effect? What can people do?
Well, actually, I'm just now mailing out a urgent notice for people to send this urgent request for FBI investigation into this cartel. It'll do a couple things. One, it'll wake a lot of people up. They'll pass it around. People will read, especially the affidavit. We pray that the FBI, there's somebody that in the FBI, we pray that will be still reasonable and responsive and legitimate investigators, and we may, by this action, receive a injunction, restraining order in the vaccinations, H1N1 flu vaccines that, again, we only have about 4 to 6 weeks before they start to administer them. So that's number one. People can go online, see the affidavit. I will be posting this notice of request for the FBI investigation online as well below the affidavit, and people will be able to copy it and paste it and send it to whatever sources they wish to. That's number one. I think also people can do their best to protect themselves and their loved ones. The natural recommendations that we have is mega doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, and OxySilver. OxySilver is a great example of the way that the drug industrialists have suppressed the most advanced technologies and simple, highly effective, low to no cost solutions to these urgencies. In fact, example, OxySilver, you could completely eliminate all vaccinations and all antibiotics with OxySilver mineral water.
Really?
Yes. The nanosilver, the hydrosols, there's a database, University of Wisconsin has conducted substantial studies. They're very safe in the amounts that are being recommended, and they're extremely powerful. And, again, people can alert others to the fact that these products, these types of natural remedies are available. They don't need to get vaccinated and intoxicated to save their lives.
Now, you are doing your best to appear on as many media outlets as possible to spread the word, correct?
Yes.
How do you think your message is being received? I mean, I have to think that the mainstream are thinking that you're a zealot, that you're overstating, that this is a conspiracy theory, or are you finding that you're finding allies in unusual places that you wouldn't have thought so?
I think that that is true. More allies in unusual places in the grassroots are coming forth because, you know, Horowitz has always been at the forefront. And, you know, he's kind of like an in-your-face guy with the facts. And a lot of people are just, you know, critical for whatever bias they project on what I do. But the truth of the matter is now they more and more have come forward and said, gee whiz, Horowitz was right all along. Look at what we're now having to deal with. If we had listened to him 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, we may not be engaged in right now self-defense and, you know, fighting against the depopulation pharmaceutical intoxication agenda. So I'm getting a lot of more support. There's still critics. I still have critics who are, for whatever reason, you know, saying things about me. But you know what? It's like the Bible says, you shall know them by their fruit. And there's nobody that saved more lives. There's nobody that saved more babies and children's and families' lives and families' financial well-being than Dr. Len Horowitz, who's pointed out the vaccines should be avoided. Completely avoided. There's not one good, provenly safe and effective vaccine on the market, and there never will be because it really violates all of the fundamental understandings of what causes health and sustains health to begin with. And so you've got to really do your due diligence, not fall victim. And if you learn what the truth is and then you look at what Dr. Leonard Horowitz has been doing all these years, you know, I think you'll join the fan club.
Now, we only have about 4.5 minutes here. Is it true that the Nation of Islam picked up on your message and actually has told their following to avoid all vaccines?
Yes, that is true. Louis Farrakhan himself invited me to his house in Chicago, and I met with Barbara Justice, who's his aide czar, and Ali Mohammed, who is the health advisor to Louis Farrakhan and is the principal health professional for the Nation of Islam. But they're not the only ones. There's other nations that have literally been changing their vaccine schedules and their positions on vaccinations because of all of the publications. I have scientific publications. I have 16 books. I have the national best-selling book that exposes completely the link between the hepatitis B vaccine and the international AIDS pandemic today. I exposed the doctors that were involved in the development of HIV-like viruses. And again, in the similar situation that we talked to about earlier, how this strange recombinant virus suddenly broke out in April in Mexico, and there's no reasonable explanation except that it's a laboratory-sourced virus. Well, the same thing goes when you really study the, you know, the whole origin of AIDS. We have originofaids.com is a website that explains this. The affidavit, again, on fluscam.com goes into the documents that make me, compel me to conclude that HIV/AIDS and the whole industry around AIDS was a creation of these global industrialists for depopulation and profitability.
Wasn't it Henry Kissinger who said the best way to thin the herd would be through vaccinations?
Absolutely. That's, you know what else? What's more stunning than that one? Get this. The current science czar for Barack Obama in the White House today is John Holdren, who co-authored the book on eco-science that states and concludes likewise that the best way for depopulating the planet, which is urgently needed, is the injection of sterilizing agents through vaccinations.
And wasn't there that exact thing? I'm trying to think what country or what state where they were giving vaccines and then they found out they were sterilizing people. Wasn't that in the, it wasn't the Philippines, was it?
Yes, it was. You got it. It was the Philippines, Mexico, several other third world countries, and we highly suspect, and this is what the Nation of Islam was very concerned about, because approximately 25 to 35% of black women in urban America today are sterile, and they're not sterile from the propaganda that the health professionals allege, which is that these people live in squalor and they don't eat well. These people are eating like everybody else. The fact is that they have been targeted for vaccinations.
Right.
And according to not just, you know, simple hearsay, but what you just stated and brought up is in PubMed. It's been acknowledged by the mainstream medical journals. It's in PubMed. And the Roman Catholic Church, in fact, issued an alert and a warning and a protest to the use of vaccinations as sterilizing weapons.
So there you go. Now listen to me. Everybody out there who's listening, you can't believe that this could possibly be happening. But they're doing it. They've done it to people. They've used vaccines to sterilize populations. What makes you think they wouldn't use vaccines to impose illness that then you would have to turn your money over to the government, because that's who's going to be your healthcare provider, to stay alive? I see that $9 trillion debt coming down real fast if you people go in like lemmings and rush to get this vaccine. You know, you really need to weigh the pros and cons. Listen, Dr. Horowitz, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come on the show and talk about this very, very important subject.
Carl, you're a hero. Keep it up.
Thanks so much. Okay, and we will see everybody else tomorrow with another live episode of Superhuman Radio, so tune in then.